Hello, welcome to TMSM Weekly Live. I did that way different than normal.
Yeah, that was terrible.
But see, I took a week off and it threw me off. Welcome home. I'll do it that way.
Yeah, I think that's probably a...
Welcome home. That's what Shane wants me to say.
Yeah, that's what you got... don't want to disappoint Shane.
And he's in there. He did say it.
So, hi, everybody.
Hello.
So, usually we've been doing the show every other week. And because of all the news that has hit, we thought that it would be a good idea to check in this week and get you updated on everything.
There was news?
A little bit.
Oh, I didn't hear anything.
And also, before we get started, as usual, please share this silly little show with your friends because sharing is caring and it really helps us out.
I was hoping you're sharing this show, you may not care about this.
No, you totally, because they don't know what they're missing out on.
That's true. I'm going to get nominated for like a television award.
Well, we're not on TV.
YouTube could have television.
No, I don't think it counts like that. Anyway, so do you want to do your spiel?
Sure. Hello, welcome to TMSM Weekly Live Show number 108 for May 17th. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle.
And we got a great show, as Michelle was just telling you about. We've got lots of news to share with you, so I'm gonna let her take the lead because she knows all.
Because I know it all. Okay, so we actually had a lot of news hit this week.
Just as I know, Shayna said your hair looks fabulous tonight.
Oh, thank you. I just kind of just shook it and sprayed it.
Randy said the video and audio aren't syncing there, so I'm not sure what could be going on there.
I don't know.
And Chuck said it also syncs off. Very odd.
Should we keep going? Well, even if the audio isn't going or isn't syncing, they can still hear it.
Yeah, hopefully it's not off by much.
Yeah, hopefully not by much.
Is anybody else having issues, or does anybody see it perfect or close to? Just curious.
Everybody else okay?
It is off, Stephanie said.
I wonder why.
About three times. You asked for it, Chuck. Yeah, I'm not sure why the sync isn't working because we're
Jackie said
back
she's
now.
Good.
Okay. Yep, Shane said it's fine on his end. Jennifer's perfect. Okay, so some people are good. Looks like a lot of people are actually pretty good, so.
Okay, so Lily said it's syncing now.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we're just gonna proceed.
Because
we have a lot to talk about. So, all right. Last week we had our travel sponsor Becky on the show, and we gave you guys a lot of updates as far as like the cruise line and the different different rules and such that were happening. But since we talked last, a whole lot has happened.
And what's funny is a lot of questions that were asked during that show kind of dealt with.
Yeah, actually, that's true. You know, we had a lot of people asking questions that were pretty much answered this week. So we're gonna do our best. And if you have questions, we will try to answer as well. So let's go. All right, so the first announcement that had come out was last week, Bob Chapek said that they were going to be working on less distancing because other theme parks were doing the same. Like Universal was doing that, SeaWorld was doing that. I believe Legoland too.
Yeah, I believe all the other parks in the area went down to 3 feet, didn't they?
Yeah, 3 feet.
That's what they said.
Well, that's what it was. So he had basically come out and said the same thing, that there was going to be, not so much as far as the social distancing. And he said, he made reference that something about the summer heat and, you know, people wearing masks in the summertime. So of course that went crazy because everyone was speculating, what are we going to do about masks? Because CDC changed the regulations last week. And, you know, I don't know how to keep up with those sort of things. And I don't know what to tell people sometimes because it changes so often that we just don't know. So, anyway, Stephanie said the camera's looking up at us.
Yeah,
it's the angle. I told you. All right, anyway, I need to stop reading comments or I'm never going to get through this. All right, so, CDC, where's that I was going with, right?
I believe so, yes.
All right, so they had made the change that masks didn't need to be worn outside if you were vaccinated. And, of course, it's so funny because Universal always goes first when it comes about rules. And I don't know if Disney does that on purpose. Like, we're going to wait and see what Universal does, and then we'll go ahead and try to decide what we're going to do. It's almost as if they're, like,
It's almost like a guinea pig. Like,
yeah.
You try and see what happens.
You go first, and then we'll see what happens.
If it works for you guys, maybe we'll try it too.
So I think it was Friday afternoon that Universal had put out that they were going to take away masks from outdoors. And everybody went crazy. And I was reading the comments on the main wall like I do. And, you know, there was some, you know, most people were pretty nice about it, which shocked me. Because usually people like to fight these days in the comments section. Not you lovely people, of course. But people that are not familiar with the mainstream house like you are and know that we try to keep it upbeat and family friendly. Well, they don't do that. But this time, everybody's pretty good about it.
Yeah.
So then, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm watching and whatever else. And then boom, word hits Disney just did the same thing.
Yeah.
So then I was trying to make sure that it was a legitimate source where I went to. So I went to Disney's site itself. And so now the way they put it was no masks in common areas outdoors. Right. So then I had people asking, well, what does that mean? What's common areas outdoors? And that was basically, you know, Main Street.
Wherever you're walking. Wherever you're walking outdoors.
But you had, you had to still wear it indoors.
Or in line.
And any even indoor like ride queues, you have to make sure that you have your mask on. Or if you go to the Emporium or you go Mouse Gear, whatever, it has to be on. And same with restaurants. While you are walking around, when you go in and get your food, that's not the case.
Right.
I didn't know if you wanted to add something.
No, I'm good. No, I'm actually I was excited about it. I think it's something that's good that they're finally moving forward with the plan. I'm glad to see Disney didn't wait long after Universal made it. And I wondered if Disney was about to make the announcement and Universal kind of jumped ahead, and that's how they got theirs out first. And then SeaWorld, I know, made theirs later in the evening on Friday as well to follow suit with everybody else.
Yeah, usually Disney is always last, so it didn't surprise me, but it did surprise me that they did it right away.
Yeah, and actually so that was all happening for Saturday when they opened the park Saturday.
Yeah.
Because it came in after hours. But if you remember, the temperature screening was actually going away beginning Sunday.
Forgot about that.
So they moved that back to Saturday also, so they stopped the temperatures on Saturday as well. Mm-hmm. So we scoured the website just to see what else had changed as we're looking for that. And that was, we noticed the temperature was completely gone from there. The 6 feet ordinance was gone from there. So it was good to see that all those changes had come through.
Yeah, and you know, the temperature, like you were saying, the temperature screen ended up closing a day early. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's almost like that, like overnight, everything was going to change. And when we put out the Disney news, a lot in the comment section said things like, I was just there, I just left today, and I had to wear my mask, and all these things. But we didn't have any notice either that they were going to make those changes. So, we were just as surprised as you. And one of our staffers, Jackie, she was at Magic Kingdom on Saturday, and she was sending me photos and information because we couldn't. See, that's one thing. Annual pass holders, like I was saying before, we cannot get park reservations for nothing now.
No, not last minute. You got to plan it weeks
way
in advance.
I mean, I can't even get in, like, I want to take Andrew over to Animal Kingdom and take some footage, and it's like, oh, it's impossible. But anyway, so what was my point again?
I don't know where you were going with that one.
What was my point? Where was I going? Something about private pass holders. Oh, Jackie. Jackie, that was right. All right, so Jackie had plans to go with her son to the parks this weekend, which worked out perfect, so we had a staffer in the parks. And
timing. It was planned that way.
Timing. Jackie was reporting as she was going. So she had told me that, temperature check was gone. And as you were going through security, cast members were starting to tell people, you don't have to have your mask on if you don't want to. So before, where everybody was telling you, mask,
put it up, cover your chin.
Yeah, like over your nose, it was complete opposite. So then cast members were telling guests that, hey, you don't have to wear your mask outside if you don't want to. So it's you know, and it's an adjustment for cast members too, because everything that they have been told to do since last July, that flipped pretty quickly also. Mm-hmm. So she said that about 90% of guests she saw on Main Street were not wearing a mask.
Which is crazy.
And you know, it's one of those things that, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I know that they made that rule, but where were we over the weekend? We went somewhere, and I was like, I don't know what to do with my, you know, like, I know you don't have to wear it outside, but we're just so used to wearing it outside.
Which is crazy because, like you said, it happened so quickly to go back to not wearing masks.
Yeah.
But it happened so quickly that we went to wearing masks, that it went away. And
it's confusing.
We only had this life for not even a year yet of wearing a mask everywhere we go, because we didn't go anywhere for the first couple months.
That's
really
true.
I went to Publix, and that was about it. So it's been over a year, actually. Everybody's been wearing the mask, but we lived how many years before that without masks? And now
it's weird how your life can change and something can stick so quickly. I'm sorry, Jack is snoring. So any newcomers, that's our dog who's snoring loudly behind us. I'm like, what is that noise? It's Jack. But anyway, so Jackie was saying that in the queue line outside, like, it was half and half as far as people wearing their masks.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that most people, it was freeing, I guess you could say. And it is hot in Florida in the summertime. It wasn't so bad in the parks in the wintertime. We had a really cool winter here.
Actually, it's been cool this week. Mm-hmm. There's been a breeze. It's not been 90 plus degrees.
Yeah, it hasn't been soup weather. I call that soup weather when the humidity is high. It's like walking into soup.
It is. It's like Campbell should have been.
It's Campbell soup weather. So anyway, and then one of our followers, Alicia Seymour, she had sent me, she was over at Animal Kingdom, and she was saying basically the same thing. She had sent me that photo. I put a photo on our social media of the new signage. Now, that post didn't go as well as the others for some reason.
Yeah, I wonder why that was.
I don't know. I mean, somebody was complaining that the sign didn't look good. Somebody was saying that, you know, it's too soon or too fast, or it was too vague, or it was just, I don't know, you know. It's one of those things that, you know, we're not making the rules.
And I still make fun of the mask thing altogether, because it's just funny, because every time you go into a place, I feel like I'm a bank robber or whatever, because we get in the car, okay, everybody got their mask on, we're going in. I always felt like a bank robber. Like, and actually, I went to the bank a couple times that way. I'm like, I feel like I'm going to get shot if I do this, because I'm going in there and they can't see my face.
Well, no, you're not supposed to cover your face when you go into places, but then all of a sudden you were.
Yeah.
And then now you don't know. I mean, like, we had to run to Publix this afternoon, and I didn't know what to do. I don't like that feeling, because some people didn't have masks on.
Right.
And it was...
And if you're vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you do not have to wear it.
Right. But, like, some people had it on in the store. And then it was weird, because we were walking around the corner, and Scott had his just Detroit shirt on. And a couple stopped us. It's so weird. Like even down here, Detroit has such a camaraderie. If somebody sees you in a Detroit shirt... or whatever, they're always like, Detroit, and stop you.
Yeah, he didn't even ask if you were, he just goes, what part are you from?
What part are you from? You know, so we were talking to the guy, and we're talking, you know, how long you've been here, and whatever else, and weather, and the whole thing. And I'm looking at the guy, and I'm like, what is weird? What is different? Him and the wife are not wearing masks.
Yep.
But we were.
Yeah, we had ours.
And I was like, and then we walked away. We were like, do I have to wear a mask in here? Because I don't know.
Then we got to the cashier store, and the cashier didn't have one on, but the bagger did. So it was like,
it's confusing. And I really think that it's going to be that way for a little while.
And there's people who aren't going to want to get rid of the mask right away, and that's fine. You're entitled to do that. And there's people who can't wait to get rid of the mask. So I mean, it's just one of those things where I think for the next few months at least, I think it's going to be like that, where you're still going to see people, and you may see people wear masks here on out. I mean, it just might make them feel safer.
Yeah, it's just a really confusing time. Mm-hmm. I guess for nothing, not for nothing. It's just confusing for everybody. And being that it's brand new in the theme parks, I'm sure it's confusing for some as well. And you know, sometimes I get asked hard questions that I don't know how to answer. And one of them is, because I still don't know the answer, by the way. I'm just talking.
So don't ask it.
So don't ask it, because I don't know. So just make a conversation. You know, I had a lot of people ask me as far as, you know, the blanket rule right now, which is also vague. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, but how do they know? And, you know, there's rules, you know, like health and safety rules and privacy rules that they're, you're not supposed to have to.
Well, HIPAA laws.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. Like we've had our vaccine, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. But what was interesting was that my younger son had to get his, you know, kids get a different kind of vaccine, and he had his done at the school. And I found it interesting that the person that was checking us in, it was drive-through shots. Like he went in the car and got
not drive-through shots for some
not those kind of
that.
Shots. No. no shots in the car.
We got the song on my head.
Shot. All right. Oh, no,
sorry.
Okay, not that kind.
That's a Detroit version.
That's in Detroit. You just can't get rid of it. So anyway, I just cannot stay focused.
So you're talking about him getting the shot in the drive-thru. We got fries, a Big Mac, and a shot. They wouldn't supersize them.
No, okay.
And then Chick-fil-A's out of sauce. I mean, everything's going crazy.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A's
right
out of sauce. Everything's falling apart. All right, so when we were checking him in the car, the guy who you know, signed off on his second vaccine had told me to take a photo of it and save it in case we lose the car.
Right.
We got our vaccines at Publix and they didn't say that. So it's just kind of one of those things that I think there's just so much confusion.
Well, they didn't say it the first time he got it either. They didn't say take a picture.
It was the second time. So I don't know. But I just kind of like rolling with it. And as soon as, you know, we hear news that changes, of course, we will let you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's just going to take some time to get used to these rules, and they could change again.
And they
That's
could change,
the
who knows? Yeah, they might eventually make it to where it's something on your driver's license or ID that says if you've been vaccinated or not. I mean, I could easily see them, not that I agree with them doing that, but I could see them eventually doing something like that. If you go on a cruise, they could ask for ID to make sure you're, or ask for proof of your vaccination before you get on the ship, just like they ask for proof of your birth. First of your driver's
but
license.
But you have to understand, like too, there's some people that are very much against all of this. Mm-hmm. And you don't know how to accommodate everyone, and you can't accommodate
everyone.
And
if you try, you're going to fail. So just don't bother. Just do what you feel is most comfortable. Make yourself and your family comfortable.
Yeah, and I'm still, you know what? I was a germaphobe anyway before this, but I'm going to be spraying my family down when we get in the car or before we eat or whatever, because I've always done that. So that doesn't change for me. So, and I think some of you are probably that way too. I mean, I can't be the only one that has to have hand sanitizer on me all the time.
Well, from Bath and Body Works, it's packed all the time. There's a reason there.
No, there are. And you know, because it's so funny, because we put a post on the main wall the other day, and it was like, what do you need for the parks? And I put hand sanitizer. And one of our followers was like, well, your hand sanitizer everywhere. I'm like, oh, no, not Bath and Body Works hand sanitizer. It has to smell good. Like we've talked before, like I will wipe down a stall at Disney if it's not clean. So if you walk in and it smells really pretty, I was in there. So you're welcome. Because I will clean down the stall. I do.
I know you do. Every place you go.
I can't help it.
She walks down. She goes, oh, they don't have to clean that stall.
Just go to the cast member and say, you can skip that last one. I got it for you. Anyway.
Anyway.
You got anything to add to that, Edwin?
No, I think it's just good. Like I said, and many people have said it on the feed, you can't please everybody. So some people are excited about no mask. Some people are mad about it. I'm glad it's not mandated anymore. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. Nobody should be judging you for that, just like they shouldn't be judged for not wearing the mask. It should be up to your discretion, your confidence level, your feeling of everything. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to get the vaccine. I did it for two primary reasons. A, Aiden, because he does have severe asthma, and I want to make sure I wasn't worried about myself getting sick. I have a very high tolerance to any kind of illness. I rarely get sick. I rarely have anything bother me.
And then there's me.
And then there's Michelle, who gets sick, and she's with the hand sanitizer all over the place. but I did it for Aiden, and secondly, I did it for our job, because we do have to travel, and I didn't want to ever be the holdup if we had to go somewhere to travel, maybe on a ship or whatever, or if we do go overseas eventually. I didn't want that to hold us up from being
overseas. From you're going to have to knock me out for that one.
Disneyland Paris, here we go, baby.
But no, like he said, you know, we really value our job and we value our relationship with Disney. And if they would ask us to go somewhere and that was a requirement, I wouldn't pass up the opportunity. And of course, my son, you know, as we've talked very openly before on my author page and here, that, you know, I'm a very anxious person and I worry about everything. And this past year, with the possibility of my baby getting sick, I've been a wreck over it because, you know, I always say to the boys, and when they get older, they're going to probably repeat this to me and be like, Mom, do you know how many times you said that? But I always say to them, if something were to happen to them, I'd never recover because they are my whole world. And if something like that, to me, you know, it was a no-brainer just to take care of my family. So, I mean, I don't know, you guys.
Yeah, we both had a lot of questions about it. I mean,
you do it for us. I'm not telling you what to do, but for us, we did it for our family and for our jobs and for other people. And, you know,
I was worried because I had surgery years ago that I didn't know how that would, because medicines affect me way different. That's why one of the reasons I don't drink, because alcohol affects me way different than most people. So
I do.
I was nervous, though, about the shot and if it would have any effects on me. And that was one of my hangups, is I didn't want to have it and then caused me other issues, which fortunately it didn't. I was able to talk to a couple people about that, make sure I was good before. But it's just, that was one of the things in my head. It's like, well, what if this affects me the way this does or this does? And, you know,
there's all these what ifs.
There's a lot of what ifs. So you got to do what's best for you. Talk to your doctor, talk to the pharmacist. The pharmacist
the pharmacists awesome. Are great. I mean, when I went to Publix, I must have asked this gentleman who was very patient with me a million questions and he answered them all.
Was just funny because she's watching me because she sees the needles. She's like, I'm not afraid of needles, so it didn't bother me at all. But then she took Andrew later, and I'm not scared. And she said his legs were bouncing.
Like crazy. But anyway, so it's a personal preference. Right now, Disney, you don't have to wear them outside, and people aren't. Of course, some people are doing it. And I don't know if that's until what.
No, Tim made a comment that I say a lot of doctors and nurses say using sanitizer too much actually weakens the immune system. And I think that's what actually happened to a lot of people in the U.S. too, in the areas that were completely shut down. You couldn't do anything, your immune system slowly dies because it can't strengthen itself. You need to be outside, you need to be around things for your immune system to stay strong. And I think that's what happened in certain parts of the U.S. where people were locked down, you're not allowed to go anywhere, and they seemed sickness was higher in those kind of places.
Well, and I think it's weather, it's this and that. We're not scientists.
No,
but
we have no idea.
All we can report is theme park news and what we did personally. But it seems according to Jackie, she said that...
Jackie, we're putting you on the spot.
Yeah, Jackie, I hope. And if I'm wrong, Jackie, please feel free to...
Correct her.
Go ahead and correct her.
Call her out.
Call me out.
Say something wrong, see if she does.
Jackie said it was terrible. No, I'm kidding. So she said that people seem to be happy with the change.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see the majority of people, because a lot of us are just tired of this. You know,
yeah.
Or yes, we're many people are afraid of the virus. Many people have lost loved ones. Many people are just scared of it all as a whole.
It's awful living in fear, and you worry about your family. You worry about your friends. You and somebody who worries already.
But as you see the numbers start to go down, decreasing, and slowly, it gives you hope that we've made the we've got.
Hopefully, we're turning a corner here, guys. So, you know. All I ask is on our comment sections if maybe we not bash anybody for their personal preference as to what is good for them and their family. Because it's not our place to judge or tell somebody to.
And I got a question. Mark, as soon as I possibly can, I
will
be out there.
What did he
say? When are you going to Marvel Avengers Campus?
Oh, we have that on the list. Did you see the I was going to have do that last. Let's do that next. Let's talk about food. Shall we?
No, I just want to talk about the campus itself.
Okay, we can talk about Avengers
Campus. Can I finish my answer to my question?
Yes, go ahead.
So we are planning to go as soon as we possibly can. We already have our tickets set up. We just can't leave until they all
state
time.
People. And as soon as it is, like, we are kind of like on like personal standby here. It's like he's just going to keep moving the air tickets until we can use them.
And unfortunately, the reservation system's already filling up out there.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Talk about that for a second, the reservation system.
So the reservation system out there, which is odd if you go and you look through June, and they're only doing it up now through, like, 60 days out, I want to say, or 90 days out. But like Disneyland is the one that's booked up the most. California Adventure has got the most available reservations, which is weird to me because I would think with Avengers Campus and after June 4th, it would be impossible to get in that park. Because like here, when Hollywood Studios is impossible to get in there since Galaxy's Edge opened. And I would thought it would have been the same out there, but it's not so much.
I was really surprised also because being at Avengers Campus is in California Adventure, you would think that would be the park that would be, like, you would not be able to get near.
Yeah, I think it's nostalgia. People just want to get back to Disneyland since it's been closed for so long.
And then there's folks like you who are just chomping at the bit to get into Avengers
Campus. At this point, I could care less about Disneyland. I just want to go to California.
Oh, that was some harsh words.
I love Disneyland. There's no doubt. I love Disneyland more than I love Walt Disney World. No doubt about it. It's my favorite out there. I love California Adventure and Disneyland are much better to me. I like those two parks much better.
It's fun out in Disneyland, and I miss it out there. I really do. So I'm hoping it will be able to go. I told the boys, I'm like, we might not be able to plan too far in advance, but if the opportunity comes up, we are going.
Yeah.
And I will suck it up and deal with a plane ride, even though I don't want to, but I will.
She doesn't have a choice. I already bought tickets. We just gotta set the date. Like, we had to change them once already.
He's like, you're going. Sorry, you're going.
I'm going. You have a ticket. If you want to go or not, that's on you. But you have a ticket. Can't say I didn't try to take you.
I'll go. Oh my goodness.
She'll be fine when she gets there. As long as she gets on the plane and she can watch something that occupied her the 5 hours, 4.5 hours.
I'm sure some of you feel that way, don't you? Like. Just afraid to fly, like you want to go to whatever destination you're going to, but that anxiety of getting there, it's a lot sometimes.
Well, that's why she wants to see Disneyland Paris, and that's the one I'm trying to talk her into.
I don't know.
I mean, I want to see it also, but I'm not afraid to fly as much as she is. I mean, I don't like to fly, but I know it's the quickest way to get there.
The side of the seat praying the whole time. Okay, anyway, back to Disneyland. So, this afternoon, some of the menu items that are going to be offered at various locations inside Avengers Campus hit. We put it out a couple hours ago. I don't know if you saw it, but it was cool food. And he understood all the references as to what things were.
Oh, yeah.
Because, okay, so what was that? What was the Infinity Gauntlet? Was that a drink holder?
It's a drink holder. So there's actually it's the Nano Gauntlet. The one Iron Man wore in Endgame. And what it is it actually just holds your beverage. It's got a cup holder on it. So, and if you recall, they actually had that similar with the Infinity Gauntlet a couple years ago when that movie came out, that it was Thanos' glove, and it held a drink also. So now they have the second one. So.
I have my gauntlets wrong. I'm sorry.
That's okay. She's a rookie. We'll teach her.
Yeah, well.
I've got both of them upstairs. You want to go get them? I can show you the differences.
Oh no, because I remember when the previous gauntlet came out and it was a drink holder that people were buying that up and selling it on eBay.
I still don't have one.
I know you don't.
That's okay.
but so I'm guessing that some of these little novelty items will be the same. People
like Terran cookies.
What does that mean?
A Terran is you. An Earthling is a Terran. So they're
I didn't know that either. Sorry. And then something about like there wasn't, was it a popcorn bucket or something?
I think it was a drink holder, another drink holder.
Because the whole Pim Laboratories, isn't it?
Yeah, Pim's Kitchen.
Pim's Kitchen.
Which is based on the Ami and Hank Pym and his thing. So when you walk in there, everything is going to be larger than life. And you shrink down, I guess, to the size of Ami.
But they do offer big pretzels in there, yes?
They do offer big pretzels. They had a not-so-small chicken sandwich, which it looked huge. I'm curious if it's like a slider bun on the top of it because it looked so small.
The bun was like this, and the chicken was like this.
Yeah.
So I'm not even sure how you would eat that. You might have to get a fork
like,
and knife.
It looked like country fried chicken from like Cracker Barrel. I mean, the big old chicken breast deep fried on there. But I hope that's a real size bun, regular size bun, that piece of chicken, because that's my lunch.
You'd be pretty excited about that.
I would
that.
Be very excited about that little food.
And, they have a shawarma booth too, yes. Somewhere, right?
Yep, and that's based off the first Avengers movie at the end when they had the shawarma scene where you see all the Avengers sitting
around. See, I knew
that. Back. Yeah, so they went back. So there is a shawarma, I think it's going to be just a walk-up like booth.
For the shawarma walk-up one.
And Pim's Kitchen is going to be the main restaurant back there, which I thought was cool is they're actually serving the food on like cafeteria trays because you're at the cafeteria for Avengers Campus. You're basically at like a university type thing, so you're on the cafeteria to get food. So thought it was pretty cool the way they're doing that.
Yeah. See, he, when we got the food thing, I just thought the food looked cool. But he knew, like, all the references and what it was supposed to be for.
I know, I didn't read the whole thing, but there was a part where it talked about Pym's Particles, which is the serum that he drinks to become Ant-Man. And they have that back there. They have the particles that you can, it's actually a drink.
Are they those boba things in there floating in there?
I don't think it's the bobas. I think it's just like a test tube of the drink, though. Or the, so it's kind of, I don't know. I didn't have time to read all about it, but I just looked at the pictures real quick.
Yeah, we totally like thumbed through it like it was a children's book. We're like, ooh, pictures. So.
And it's food, so and I don't need food. An explanation.
I just need food. But it's exciting because it's not just a new area and new attractions. There's new places to eat. Yes. And Lord knows Disney people. Like
love us, to eat.
Like everybody love to eat. And it's all about like trying new food or, you know, or finding what your new favorite is going to be when you go out there.
Well, that's what's cool about Disneyland is that A, their food I think is better.
It is better.
So I'm more anxious to try their different experiments with how they came up with something to relate it to the movie or characters. I think it's going to be exciting. They did have the group ride. I don't know if you'd been there, but they had the group bread, which wasn't that. It's a, basically, it was
like
a jalapeno bread, which I like jalapeno, but the bread.
It was cute.
Yeah, it was good. It was really nice to have. I mean, bought it. We took a picture of it, but it wasn't.
Well, some food you gotta buy and take pictures, and then you try to eat it. And if it doesn't taste good, at least you got a cute picture.
Like the Sunday, the Pixar Sunday thing.
Okay, I love that. That's by the good. Way,
and it's probably the best deal on property. I mean, it's like $5, and it's huge.
Yeah, the one that has it's the blue raspberry slushy with the lemon soft serve in it. I have pictures of it. It's so good.
It looks like the ball, the Pixar ball.
It's so good. Look at me. I'm like, I'm hungry. I'm sorry.
We never eat before the show, so we're always hungry by the time we get to show.
You know what? That's a good point. We never eat before the show. It's till after. So maybe that's why we always end up talking about food on the show. It's totally possible.
It's possible.
I've never thought about that until you said that.
That makes sense.
It totally makes sense. Maybe.
So if we don't talk about food, it's because we did eat something.
Yeah. But okay, so, all right, since we're talking about food, let's pose a question. I'm going to pose a question.
Can I answer it?
No.
No.
Yes, you can.
No.
All right, see if you guys can relate to what I'm saying. So here's my problem, I guess. Well, maybe not a problem. Maybe that's a bad word. But
your issue.
Oh, I have subscriptions. I don't just have issues. I got a whole list.
She's on the charter membership.
All right. So when it comes to food at Disney, what?
Oh, no. Michael said have a taco. I love tacos. Now that sounds good for dinner.
I'm so hungry. All right. So when we talk about food at Disney, one of the things that I do is like I find something that I like and I seem to always get that thing. Now, I still have restaurants too, I would say, but especially like, okay, so everybody says the food is better out of Disneyland, and I can say that I would agree with that with the stuff that I have tried. Now, I know that I should be trying new things the next time I go out there, but like a couple of times that we've been, I seem to get the same thing.
Yeah, you do, because she's a creature of habit, and she always worries about what if I get this and I don't like it. So she waits to see what I order. Then she tries and she goes, oh, that's better than what I got.
Sometimes it is.
But I don't give it back.
No, I think I've talked about it before. And again, hungry. But one of my favorite things to get at California Adventure is to go and get the spaghetti and meatballs that are on the other side of Pixar Pier.
Yeah, it's in the back corner there, the park.
It's like a cafeteria, yeah. And you walk in and you order either pizza or bread, but they have Italian dishes,
yes.
And their spaghetti is actually good. Now, it doesn't taste like what you would think theme park food would taste
like. Yeah, it's not like nice ketchup on top of noodles. It's actually sauce.
Yeah, and it's good, and they give it to you on a plate. Well, they did, like a regular plate and silverware, and it's actually really good. Now, I probably should try something else when I go, but now I'm thinking about it, and you talk about California Adventure, I'm like, oh, I want the spaghetti.
But see, I want to go back and get Walt's chili in the chili bowl at Disneyland.
Oh, you had that. He had Walt's chili, was it a bread bowl?
It was a bread bowl.
Yeah, and then, but then
God, we got to start eating before the show.
And the beignets. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Yesterday, we went someplace and we had beignets. Oh. And both of us looked at each other like, wow,
like
these
Disneyland.
Are close to Disneyland beignets.
Oh, my gosh.
Really good.
We are so good.
Thanks, Chuck. You introduced us to that place.
Yeah. But anyway.
Try the ravioli, Heather. So.
Oh, they have ravioli?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And the Disneyland corn dog, I did have one of those last time we were there also. And they were very good.
I had a pretzel, and the pretzel was good.
Corn dogs were good.
But then beignets, I could eat bags of them.
We did. We did. It's not even a could. We did. First time we went, we got the 3-pack. Every time after that, we got the 6-pack.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we're going to go for it, why not?
Every day, we got the 6-pack. When we were there for Galaxy's Edge, they had butterscotch beignets during that time. And every day we went and got a 6-pack of butterscotch beignets and a Diet Coke. So it kind of cancels one another out.
Balance. It's all about balance.
It's all about balance.
So, but anyway, so yeah, I can't wait to go try some new things. So do you guys do that too? Is there something that you always get the same thing? Like Disney World, because that's our home park. I love the Mickey pretzels and I love a citrus swirl.
Yeah.
I mean, like I will, even when I'm dieting, I will like factor in like calories or whatever so that I can go like have a citrus swirl because I love it so much.
Because you had a good point that if we go out to eat with them, we can order 8 different things to get photos and try all of them.
We can do that.
Corey eats 8 things by himself.
But see, here's a problem, Lucretia. You guys are more adventurous eaters than we are, so it makes it really hard. Like, oh, last week, speaking of. So last week, I had a media event at Raglan Road. And I love Raglan Road. I love the atmosphere. I love
the bread pudding.
So being a picky eater, it's hard for me. They were using media kind of as, you know, a trial for some new dishes. And I took pictures of everything and I had little bites. But it's hard for me as a picky eater to try certain things. But they were doing, they had like a whiskey flight that you could get. They had these different drinks. The Irish like frozen coffee, iced Irish is what it was called.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that was so good. And then they had some desserts. They had a brownie. They had like this apple puff thing with ice cream. But you know, Raglan Road has.
Didn't tell me about the apple puff.
I showed you pictures.
You showed me the brownie. You didn't tell me about the apple
puff.
Okay,
so I had a little apple.
Man.
And I had drinks. I had the iced Irish. I had a blood orange bourbon drink, which was very good. The whiskey flight was a bit much for me.
She normally doesn't drink that kind of
alcohol. I don't drink that kind of alcohol, and I don't drink that much unless I have company. I don't drink on a regular basis, so that was a little bit rough. So I didn't had a little bit, but not much at all, because I wouldn't have been able to walk out of there.
But that was the main reason for going. Was they were trying out the new whiskey stuff, and then they introduced some new dishes. And usually if we – right now they still only invite one of us to most media events. And usually if we go together, I'll try the foods, she'll try the alcohol, so we can give you good coverage. Isn't that true? We went to play pig, that's how it was.
All right, so basically, yeah, I'll do the drinks and desserts. But so I was talking to the media rep over there, and she brought me the new – it's a vegan shepherd's pie. So if you don't like dark meat chicken like I don't – or eat beef or pork like I don't. Or seafood like I don't.
She eats lettuce.
I eat lettuce and I eat white meat chicken only, and it cannot be in a bone because that's gross. I can't eat bone in anything. But anyway, so the vegan shepherd's pie was actually really good.
I just don't understand still why boneless chicken costs more. It's gotta be easier to catch than the chicken with bones in it.
Oh, come on. That was such a dad
it's
joke.
It just lays there.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's going to drop off now. Lord.
Oh, corn dog nuggets. Oh, I miss those. They need to come
corn
out.
Corn dog nuggets.
Jiradelli banana split.
Oh, the ice cream. Yes, yes.
Gideon's. Oh. Fudge dip confection. Oh, man.
Do you know? Gideon's, like when we were there, we went over there last week, and I told Scott it didn't look like there was a line. So I told him when I was in the media event at Raglan, I said go check out
Gideon's,
and there's a line to get in line,
the virtual line.
And even though it was so empty because it was storming that night, it was still 2-hour virtual wait for cookies. And, you know, it's like one of those things that you could drive across town. There's okay. Another Gideon's. But
there really is. So I just go to Everglades. Get like 4 donuts.
He's got a problem. I'll tell
Everglazed, if you've not been there, I know Shane said he's going there next week. But it is a hidden gem that not a lot of people know because it's on the west side. It's in between the movie theater and Splitsville. Used to be a little art studio type thing back there.
Now it's donuts.
Now it's the hands down the best donuts in all of the area. Hands down.
Not that we've checked a lot of donuts.
We've checked enough.
But he's hooked on
Everglades. I won't even waste my time on Dunkin' anymore. It's not even
I love
my time.
Dunkin' Donuts. Not worth my time. Oh my gosh.
Nope.
But here's the thing though with Everglades, they're so heavy.
So am I. So we work out good.
And there's just so much. Like, you cannot eat one of those in a sitting. I mean, if you did, you might not feel so great.
Shane Gideon's is good, but Everglades.
Oh, he loves Everglades.
And I tried the we were over there on my birthday. And we went to Everglades because I wanted donuts for my birthday, and I could get whatever I wanted.
You want donuts when it's not your birthday.
I do. She's not lying. But I tried. They have loaded fries. It's loaded waffle fries with cheese and chili and all kinds of stuff. Oh, they were so good.
They were. I only had a little bite. But so I was there, and I wanted something different. And I didn't know what I was getting. So I just stood there looking at the menu, and I got something. It was called
a strawberry.
Yeah,
like a strawberry cold.
Spiked coffee is what it was called, and I don't know if that means there was alcohol in it. I don't know
think there was.
Because I couldn't find it online, and I'm sitting there drinking this frozen concoction, and I don't know what the heck was in it, but I got the mocha strawberry something or other.
Yeah.
And it was so good. The first drink, I was like, this is weird. I don't like it. So, but I spent $10 for it, so I'm going to drink it. And
we are a discount.
By like the third sip, I'm like, this is the best drink ever.
Yeah, she kept saying how good it was. And usually you get a drink and like the first couple drinks are good.
No, you had to get used to it.
This is the opposite one. Shane and I agree. Everglades for life. We need jerseys.
Are you Team Everglades?
Team Everglades.
But you get the peanut butter cup one. It's got
peanut butter cup and the mounds one are my favorite too so far.
Uh huh.
The Reese peanut butter cup one though, I could eat like 7 of those. Uh-huh. Not in one sitting because they would be so sick.
I'm gonna get one of those frozen drinks when we go back.
Me and Shane are gonna go. We're gonna set an appointment.
Oh my god.
We need to go there, Shane, and try all the donuts. We need to say we're gonna sample all of them. We're not gonna eat any one of them ourselves. We'll split them all, so that way we're not eating as much.
Oh lord.
That works for me.
But they're wonderful. But they're very heavy. That's all I'm saying. Okay. So
delicious.
They're so delicious. Okay. And then another thing I wanted to talk about.
I try that one too, Adam.
You know how everybody has like a Disney bucket list or Disney, like something that you wish you could afford to do.
Okay.
All right. Like there's some things at Disney that you see pop up and you're like, if only, or I wish.
If money was no object.
If money was no object, I would absolutely love to do whatever's on your list.
The thing I want to do that you can't even buy.
What do you want to do?
Sleep in the castle.
Well, everybody wants to sleep in the castle.
I know, but I'm just saying, that's what I would love to do, and they don't offer it.
So, something new popped up in for my bucket list this week was they debuted pictures of the suite on the Disney Wish. Now they've been coming out with new photos and information on the Wish all like since last week, and this ship is going to be like beyond amazing. It's quite state-of-the-art, I guess. Is that what you call that stuff?
Yeah, it's state-of-the-art. It's very high-end with how they've done it. They really planned it out really well, and I'm anxious to see the ship once it debuts.
So what is that? I'm really tired, and I can't think of the word. What is the funnel? Is that
the funnel? Okay, it's in the funnel.
Funnel.
Yeah,
that's it. Funnel. Like funnel
which is,
cake.
Which is odd because I can't remember funnel cake. Which ship we were in, but they actually hit the kids area in the funnel.
Right.
I can't remember if that was the Dream or the Magic.
Right. Okay, so the funnel suite on the Wish. You get to stay in the funnel. It's in the funnel. And it's got like a sprawling two story mm-hmm. and beautiful bedroom and the bathroom.
Bigger than our house.
And 2,000 square feet.
Oh, no, almost a big
It's just all these, like, it's gorgeous. And the view, of course, and the whole thing. Now, mind you, I don't believe that they have said how much that's going to cost, but I'm going to venture that I will never stay there.
So what we do is we get like 100 people to go in together and we all stay in there.
Oh, wait, Chuck is answering.
Almost
sleeps $30,000.
So are Chuck, you? Chuck, that's going to be our prison, isn't it? Oh, thanks,
wait,
Chuck.
Wait, Chuck, let's rewind for a minute.
So you can buy a car or you can stay in the funnel suite.
Wait a minute. Wait. So what you're telling me is to go on a vacation and stay in the funnel suite is $30,000.
I'm gonna call him book today.
$1,000.
That was the price today, he said.
And how many days do you get to stay for $30,000?
Well, however the cruise is, if it's a 4-day or 7-day cruise.
Holy mother.
I'd be ticked if it was a 3-day, that's $10,000 a day.
Oh my gosh. I'm just floored. I was not.
I'd rather get 10 rooms
That just literally, I'm never speechless. That made even me speechless.
I'm not shocked.
What, that I was speechless?
No,
that's
a good
thing you should be.
Well, that too, yeah. I'm shocked you're speechless. I'm not shocked by the price. Somebody will pay it. There'll be people in it. Or Disney will comp it to somebody who spends a lot at parks or maybe a celebrity or something like that.
I just can't even imagine. There are certain things that, you know, I would love to be able to do, and there's certain things that I know that will never happen.
Every time she says something will never happen, though. Don't say that one because that one won't happen. But I mean, most stuff she says that will never happen, and then somehow down the road it eventually happens. She's like, wow,
I don't think it's gonna happen. Like, maybe I'll get to look at it.
I will never be on Disney's media list. We will never live in Florida.
All right, but I really don't think that I'll ever be in that suite unless it's to tour it.
And we might get to do a tour with media.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna get to stay there.
No.
Or stay in the castle or any of those things. But it's fun to dream, and I'm excited to see all the good things on that.
The atrium or lobby in that one looks amazing, actually, of the Wish. And the fact that the kids have like a portal they can jump through to go to the kids area from the main lobby.
And it's going to have an actual attraction on the ship. Which is the first attraction at sea.
Yep.
It's all kinds of wonderful things that are coming on this ship, and I think that a lot of people are really looking forward to it. I mean, they were looking forward to it before, but with the cruise industry, you know, being on hold for the past year, and it's still on hold, I think that people are going to be even more excited, yes?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Disney cruise ships are amazing to begin with, though.
Yeah.
Even the Magic. Which we were on the Magic, 3 years ago?
I like the Magic.
We were on the Magic 3 years ago. That was the first ship. You would not know that ship is as old as it was, because I think it was 20 years old then, wasn't it? Or 25. I can't remember. It was 20 or 25. I can't think. But we were on the ship, and you would not know it was that old. And it was a great ship. I loved it. It was a lot of fun.
He loved it because it was Marvel Day at Sea. So
but no, it was a good ship anyway, though, because it was smaller than the Dream, which is the one we've been on the most.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that. I like that it was a smaller ship. Then the Dream. The Dream's just massive.
I liked it because it has Rapunzel's royal table on it, yes. And I wanted every single piece of furniture and decoration in there. If I could have got it off the ship, I would have.
And Rapunzel's going to be on
the
Wish.
She's
at the end painting it.
And I hope that they sell souvenirs that go along with that, because I'll be all over that too. Right?
Well, Randy just said the inaugural member cruise on the Wish sold out in less than a day.
Oh, I believe it.
Randy's got the funnel suite.
Did you get the funnel suite?
I'm just kidding.
Wait, I think it was Liz that said something like, why get a new car when you can go stay on a vacation for that long?
Car lasts that long.
Yeah. And then before we get to, I know that some of you are wanting to see some of the new prints for Lost Princess Apparel.
I'm you teased that out.
I did. So this week, and I'm going to talk to him to see if I can do a blog about it, but one of my followers contacted me about, he does artwork and such for a company that works with Golden Oak. Uh-huh. All right. Now, I have never been through Golden Oak, and I don't even know if you're allowed to go back there. I guess you could be, but I've never.
That's another one that's not going to happen. We're not.
That's another one. That's what I was going to say. That's another one that's not going to happen. But I couldn't help but wonder, like, he was showing me all the designs for these houses and how elaborate and how it looked like something that you would see on TV of celebrity like
Cribs,
homes.
MTV Cribs.
You guys remember MTV Cribs?
Or Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Yeah. It was, you guys. Like, he did a stairway that was like Fantasia themed, and it was the brooms, or you know, marching up the step, but it was all like black, like wrought iron.
The tangled room.
And then the tangled room, the bed was the actual boat of, you know, Flynn and Rapunzel were in, and it went out like this on the sides, and it had a lantern on one side and Pascal on the other side. And they had a room that was theme for the Millennium Falcon. They had a room that was Toy Story themed. They had a Jurassic Park room where a dinosaur was crashing through the ceiling. I mean, like, and it made me wonder, how can somebody afford those things? I mean, I don't know. I just feel like, what's the matter?
Oh, news story just dropped. I don't know if it's something we could. Breaking news. Just Disneyland news. There's a new way to purchase your theme park ticket and your reservation at the same time. So we haven't read the blog. It just hit.
But when we're done, I will definitely put that out for you. But anyway, so I always wonder when you see things like this, what these people must do for a living to be able to afford something so elaborate and expensive and just.
Well, no, you used to think that when we used to go to Celebration, there's trails back in Celebration around the water. We used to go walking through there, but then there was one area you'd get to and you'd see the back of all these houses. And some of them were just absolutely amazing. The water slides that come off the second story of these houses, the pizza ovens, the just
infinity pools.
It was like looking at the back of these houses, I'm like,
how?
And then we used to both say, what are they doing? I'm doctors, lawyers.
Well, we know they're not bloggers.
No. I think if all the bloggers got together, we all couldn't afford those houses as one.
But I thought it was cool because they had, like, out of the house, there was a water slide attached to the house. So out of some room in the house, like, instead of walking down to the pool, you could take a slide down to the pool.
But that's a one-time slide. You're not going to walk all the way back into the house dripping wet to go all the way back.
My mother wouldn't allow it. I always had a pool growing up, and if we got wet from the pool, oh, my gosh.
You're not allowed in.
I had to sit outside until I was completely dry. She'd never let me back in the house.
It's still kind of that way.
Yeah, my mom still has a really nice pool. And it really drives her crazy when people aren't fully dry and they go in the house. I mean, even like family barbecues, my poor mother, she's always like, I wish they put their feet.
So you can just match up whose footprints are wet in the house and see who did it.
No, she knows who the repeat offenders are, but I'm not going to call them.
Who's wearing the size 7?
But yeah, so it was a kind of a one and done way to go down the stairs or whatever.
But it'd be cool. It'd be fun. But some of them have like a bag, like you think you're at like a resort with the way they had the pool set up with the bar area and the grill. And there was the pizza oven, which I would love to have something like that. Would be awesome.
He keeps talking about the pizza oven. I'm talking about the pool.
I'm hungry.
He loves pizza. So, but yeah, this Golden Oak is like my dream because it's these houses that are not attainable for someone like myself. But they also have a Disney twist to them. So it's like perfect for a Disney fan.
We're going to sell a lot more leggings to look like.
I honestly don't see it in our lifetime, but it's fun to dream. That's what I always say. But it's fun to think about. It's fun to dream.
I think she does that because she knows I try to prove that we can do stuff. That I don't know how I would ever do that one.
That you, yeah, no. I think we have a better chance of staying in the funnel suite.
If we can afford the funnel suite, we can afford Golden Oak. Because those are the people who are staying at Golden Oak.
The people at Golden Oak can afford the funnel suite, maybe.
Yeah, those are the ones.
I would love to, though. I hope Disney does, like contests and lets people stay there.
So we're going to enter that contest any way we can. We need, like, a fan voting thing.
This is, like, for us common folk.
We will live feed the entire time we're in there.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about clothes first. And I will talk about our giveaway. If you've made it this far, great. If you
actually, we still got quite a few people on.
No, we had
over
24.
We're close, but let's go.
I know. So, so as you know, if you followed us, that you know our house flooded in March, and our spring line had to be, spring summer line had to be put off for Lost Princess Peril because we had to fix our house. But now we have, this week we're getting new patterns in.
Some of them arrived today.
Some, only four.
There's 10 coming to us.
And then there's extra masks coming too. Yes. But I wanted to show you guys a little peek of what we got. Now, mind you, these are going to be offered in one size, TC and TC2 in regular length and capris for the summer.
And then tween also.
Tween too.
But yeah. tween is just regular. There's no.
Yeah. Okay. So, but anyway, the regular adult sizes are going to be offered in capris.
Yes, all three adult sizes.
So yay! All right, so let's see. I'm gonna use my favorite last. I'm gonna go from what is this one?
I'm gonna see what your favorite is. That's mine. Oh yeah, that's mine too.
All right, so this is just four. There's more coming, but this is give you your little sneaky peek. All right, so I hope you can see the bright light is really hard.
You can see it. I'm looking at it now. You can see it.
So this one has animal print. Castles and minis with flowers. It's got purple, pink, a little bit of the really pretty green, and this will come. It's a pale pink background. It's kind of bright. Yeah. So this is something really feminine and pretty and nice for spring and summer. Mm-hmm. And I think that it will look really cute with a tank top or a long flowy mm-hmm. type of shirt.
But again, those will be available in capri and regularly. So yes. All of them are. And while she's doing this, I just want to mention, we ordered a lot less quantities of these new leggings. We wanted to order more variety of leggings and mm-hmm. less quantities focusing on just certain patterns. So if there is something you want, I don't know how long they're going to last. So we may have to, if we do sell out of any, we will order more of them. But
yeah, and we're going to plan on flipping them more so because our goal is to get more prints.
Yes.
And more offerings and dresses and shirts and all the things, especially, and we're already working on ideas for fall and Christmas.
Halloween is just
around the corner,
at least in Florida.
All right, so I hope you can see. I didn't pull these out of the bag, but
you
this
don't have to, yeah.
This print is so cute.
It's one of my favorites.
It's one of my favorites too. So hopefully you can see it.
Oh yeah, you can. Yeah.
It is up. Themed leggings, and the balloons are Mickey balloons instead of the regular circular balloons. And it's got Doug, it's got the house, it's got the adventure book, it's got Kevin, it's got glasses, it's
the goggles,
the mailbox,
everything.
And it's got a really pretty pale blue background with like clouds.
Almost like a sky blue.
Yeah, this really is nice. This. I can't even tell you how cute it is. It's beyond cute. I mean, and I think this one is going to be a really quick seller.
And just so you know, we do have masks. If you still do want masks, we do have masks ordered in all these prints.
Yeah, so all of these will have matching face masks available. And again, they do come in capris.
Mm-hmm. Oh, kind of thing. Like my jersey.
Oh, isn't it nice? I keep telling him he needs to get this one going.
This one in the guest room.
So, okay, we have two more to show you, and again, there's more coming.
There'll be six more coming sometime this week. It's just we're up to FedEx. We wait on them, so it's whenever they get them.
So, you know, we talk about food here a lot.
I've never talked about food before in my life.
So, I mean, it seemed only fitting to do a print of Dole Whip because...
Dole Whip minus alcohol.
Yeah. Well, it depends on who you get it for. But these are, it says Whip It on it, and it's got the Dole Whip, and it's got the little tiki cups on it.
And then pineapple slices.
And pineapple slices.
Really kind of cool.
So it's, again, this one in my hand right here is a TC2 capri. So I'm really excited about the fact that we can offer capris for the summer. And the print, the material is still that lightweight material. So that it's nice and cool when you're in the parks. So it's just so cute, and it's a pale yellow in the mm-hmm. background. It is just so pretty. I'm all about yellow this year for some reason.
It's almost a color of the blue.
Yeah, it's almost still a color. But anyway, so I hope you guys like that. I think it's super cute. And
her favorite of the four that we've gotten.
Yeah, because there's more coming. Actually, there's one coming that I am just dying to see. But speaking of dying to see something,
Done.
See what I did
I
there?
See what you did
see
there.
What I did? You ready for it?
999 times or
something. We've been dying to have you.
Be sure to bring your leggings.
Haunted Mansion. Now, you can't, I don't know if you can see, but there's almost, looks plaid in the background a little bit.
Yeah, if you hold still for a second, you should be able to see that it's just not a solid purple background. It's got some texturing almost to it with the design.
It's got the Hitchhiking Ghost. It's got the tombstones. It's got a sign that says Tomb Sweet Tomb. It's got the bride. It's got Madame Leota. It's just got everything. It's got everything. And I'm really thinking, because of Boo Bash and such for the fall, of doing this print in a dress.
Yes.
And again, these will come in capri and long leggings.
Pockets we're working on, Michelle. They are coming.
Pockets are coming too. We have so many things in the works as far as different styles, let's say.
Will you hand me the first pair you showed?
The first pair?
Yeah.
Sure.
Because we finally did something because we've never done it before. They've never been identified. So now Lost Princess Apparel is actually inside the waistband.
Yeah.
Because
we're moving
up in the world. So we actually have our logo and stuff inside the waistband now. So people ask, because we've got a few people who now are helping us push them out at different conventions and stuff. So
yeah, and I know people have asked us about what do you call that?
Oh, wholesaling?
Yeah, wholesaling. Like, if we're going to branch out and have wholesalers for Lost Princess Apparel, and it is something that we are discussing.
We just don't want to saturate the market with it, so we want to kind of be very, I don't want to say picky, but we don't want other companies we've seen, they have 50,000 salespeople and then nobody.
Yeah, we don't necessarily like that idea because, like, we know that we can give you guys the best service when it comes right from us. So it's kind of hard to let go of the reins a little bit.
Exactly. And Lorenzo, yes, I'm actually working on, we're actually going to do the Hawaiian style shirts. It's going to be the next thing I'm going to be working on for button-ups. Also working on the baseball style jerseys. I did get samples in of that. We're tweaking it a little bit, but those are coming. So there is more stuff coming for the men.
Yeah, we actually have a lot of great ideas coming, and I'm so excited. And I just want to, like, tell you all of it, but it's hard. I can't, but we got such good ideas.
I'm gonna cut the feed.
They're coming.
How about another store sale?
Oh, Vanessa, when will these leggings be available? So that is the question. They're in transit.
Everything is supposed to be to us by Thursday. There's a lot of boxes that are coming, and we had them shipped quicker shipping this time, so we get them faster. But by having them shipped that way, we're getting them in pieces, but everything should be here by Thursday. So I would guess probably by Monday, maybe.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Sunday or Monday.
Because the fact that when we get everything, we count it. We do inventory, make sure that we got everything we're supposed to have, make sure everything is organized and ready to go. And we're hoping that the masks will be here too. But it's just one of those things that we're not sure. And I had people ask me about the next style of dress. I'm still waiting for the revised prototype, as I call it, to come so that I can okay it. We're really, really excited. And I hope you guys love the new prints. And I hope you love all the stuff that we got coming, because there's just a lot. And I really hope you guys stay with us for the ride, because I'm really excited.
Yeah, there is a lot. And I kind of told Michelle I kind of had a panic moment today, because I was just thinking about everything we're dealing with and going through. And it's a lot of good stuff coming. It's just
a lot of work.
It is. It's a lot of work, and it's a lot of wait. Like, you do one part, and then you got to wait until a certain thing happens before you can go to the next step. So that's it. But it's going good. And Stephanie asked, what about another store sale? We are talking about that, Stephanie. We've actually got lots of plans for that coming up, store sales and such, something even bigger. So we're working on that. So that's all I'll say on that.
Stay tuned. Also, how about a giveaway, shall we?
So, what? Giveaway? What are you giving away? We're giving away a trip. There, you get to sleep in the funnel room.
Sweet.
You get to sleep in the funnel, not Disney's funnel. We're just going to get a funnel.
A funnel. We're
can't afford to put anybody in the funnel.
No, they're not going to win a funnel. That wouldn't be great. So what we are going to do is give away a $50 Lost Princess Apparel gift card.
What?
And with all the new stuff coming, when we announce it next Monday, you will be able to use that gift card for the new stuff. So like it's
that's like two pair of leggings.
Like it's like stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So would you guys like to win $50?
How do you win? That's what we could give away is a funnel cake.
Funnel cake! I love funnel cake. We could give away a funnel cake or one of those.
We kits. Really need to eat before the show.
Mm. Okay, anyway. So $50 to Lost Princess Apparel, which can also be used for pop culture jerseys, because that counts.
Oh, well, even Jack's excited. Jack. Jack's
excited. So all you have to do to win possibly $50 to spend on a jersey or leggings or dress or whatever.
Or masks.
Oh, masks are 50% off right now, too.
Yes.
All you got to do is comment on this thread. Tell me where you are watching us from and tag 3 friends. That's it. That's all you gotta do. And if you're watching the replay, same goes for you. Comment on this thread where you are watching from and tag 3 friends.
When will the winner be announced?
Next Monday.
So we're doing a show next Monday?
Yep.
Wow, so we're back to weekly.
Well, you know. we're gonna try.
Things are picking up. I think we can go back to weekly.
Yeah, so we are going to give away $50 to spend next week. So please, please, please tell us where you're from, tag 3 friends, and next week one of you lucky people will win $50.
Maybe we'll start doing more giveaways like that.
You know what? I really think that I want to start doing that as well. You know, things have been really rough for, you know, the past year, actually. But I think new giveaways are in order. I'm sure you would agree.
Yeah? You guys want free stuff?
You want free stuff? We'll give you free stuff.
We'll bribe you to watch our show. You got to stay to the end to find out how you enter.
So anyway, where are you from and tag 3 friends on this post. You got to do both. And that's it.
They can be enemies too. We don't care.
Maybe you don't really care for them, but you want to tag them anyway, but you could possibly win.
You can win. And then if they see it and they tag you.
Make sure that you also follow us on social media as far as Main Street Mouse on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all those things. Lost Princess Apparel also, if you're waiting for updates on new merchandise, and we're going to be doing more giveaways there too. So it's at Lost Princess Apparel on everything. And there's some really exciting things coming.
And make sure you sign up for our newsletter. On Lost Princess, we have a newsletter that goes out when new merchandise hits. We send out a newsletter. Also on the Main Street Mouse, we have a weekly newsletter that Sean puts together every Sunday that goes out. And when we do announce new clothing, that goes out with that as well.
Yes. So if you definitely sign up for our newsletter so that you can stay updated with all the latest things.
Definitely.
And I think that's it.
Is that it?
That was a lot to fit into an hour.
Yeah, we're a little bit over, but I just wanted to mention one thing. Last week, Michelle said there was something big coming last week. It's still coming. We didn't mention it or talk about it, but I just want to let you know it is still coming. We're waiting on one little thing to happen, and once that's done, we'll be able to release it to everybody. So hopefully it'll be one day this week.
Yeah. It's huge, huge, huge. And that's why we're not saying it yet, because we want to make sure, as my grandmother would say, all our ducks are in a row. And once the ducks are in a row, we will tell you all about it.
Which we've been doing. We've been getting all our ducks lined up with everybody we needed.
We're lining up those ducks.
Lining up the ducks. The mighty ducks.
Mighty ducks. Good idea for a jersey. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, so thank you so much for watching. We really appreciate you all. Don't forget to tell us where you're watching from, tag 3 friends, and next Monday I will be giving away $50 to spend in our shop. And
I'll be bagging that $50 order to send you.
And he will be getting it ready. And stay tuned for the new merchandise, because it will be out later this week. And I hope you guys have a great week. Yep. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
June, think positive. Everything's going to be better.
It's going to get better.
It's going to get better. It's got to. And we love you for watching.
Yes,
and we will see you next Monday.
See you guys next Monday.
Take care.